To a Mountain in Tibet by Colin Thubron. Narrated by Stephen Crossley. Copyright 2011 by Colin Thubron. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Colin Thubron, care of Aitken Alexander Associates, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The sun is rising to its zenith. Silver-grey boulders lie tumbled along the track among mattresses of thorns and smoke-blue flowers. The storm clouds that hang on the farther mountains do not move. There is no sound but the scrunch of our boots and the clink of the Sherpa's trekking pole. Underfoot, the stones glisten with quartz. These first hours have a raw exhilaration. The track shimmers ahead with a hard brilliance. The earth is young again. Perhaps it is the altitude that brings this lightness and anticipation. Within an hour we have flown from near sea level to over 8,000 feet, and I feel weightless, as if my steps will leave no trace. Beneath us, the little town of Simikot hangs above an abyss of empty valleys. Its corrugated iron roofs flash among patches of green barley. It is slipping behind us. From its runway of parched earth, the twin otter aircraft that carried us in has already turned and flown away between the mountains. There are no roads here. Humla is the remotest region in Nepal, little visited by trekkers even now. The nearest paved highway, the lowland route from Kathmandu to Delhi, lies hundreds of mountain miles to the south, and to the east, the climber's lodestars, Dhaulagiri, Annapurna, Everest, are out of sight. As we walk, a dark forested gully opens to the west.